This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A prominent but unlicensed counselor in Brooklyn's Satmar Hasidic community faces a maximum of 117 years in prison when he's sentenced next year for sexually abusing a young girl who was sent to him for help. Nehemia Weberman was convicted yesterday on 59 counts that include sustained sexual conduct against a child. The two-week trial riveted the insular Orthodox Jewish community, shocking many who believe the victim's family should have brought the case to secret rabbinical courts and not the public criminal justice system. The victim testified she was shunned and harassed for coming forward. There are some who hope Weberman's conviction is a culture-changing moment for the Orthodox. Luzer Tversky was raised in the Hasidic community in Borough Park and left several years ago. He says he, too, was sexually abused by a respected member. His experience sheds further light on the pressures facing Orthodox Jews who seek help outside the confines of their tight-knit community. Welcome, Luzer, to WNYC.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Your abuse story is different than the one involving the 17-year-old female victim in the Weberman case. Tell me about it.
So I was sent to this private tutor because I was having trouble at the summer camp, and they sent me home, and it was the middle of the summer, and there was no school to send me to after being kicked out of camp. So my father hired this private tutor who came highly recommended from a very well-respected family, and he started tutoring me, and he took advantage of the fact that I was a broken child with some trouble at home and developed a very, very, very close relationship with me and gave me the kind of support and love that I never got at home or in school. And he abused me from ages 9 to 12.
Did you ever try to speak to somebody about it, and what happened?
In my case, what happened, this is the chronology of what happened. We got out of touch after I changed yeshiva, after I changed school, and I went to a different school. So me and the guy who I referred to as David were no longer in contact. About a year after we cut off contact, I got a call from my parents telling me to come home from school. They need to talk to me. And they told me that morning, one of my father's employees, the guy who, his driver, his butler, went down to the mikveh, which is the ritual bath for men where you immerse yourself in water before prayers. That he went down to the mikveh and he found this David guy with another kid in a very compromising position. And he went up and told my father. So that's what my father, that raised the red flag in my father's head and thought, like, oh my God, what if he did that to my son? So I got called home and my mother asked me, what was the nature of your relationship, of the relationship between you and David? And I asked why, and they say, well, this is what we found today. And that's when it hit me, like, oh my God, he did the same thing to me. And from there, my father tried calling one of the rabbis in Babov. They should do something about it because this guy is a child predator. And he was actually teaching in a Babov school at the time. And the response from them was, we're Babov, we're huge. If you say another word, if you make this public, we're going to crush you. You're over. So keep your mouth shut.
Where does this resistance and fear of the outside world come from? This resistance to cooperate with police, with prosecutors who might offer assistance?
The fear of going to secular authorities is, I think, two things. I think it's A, they don't understand us, and B, they're afraid of them. They're afraid of the secular people. You know, in our minds, we grow up believing that all goyim, all Gentiles, want to kill us. You know, and that's, and I know it because that's what I believed for most of my life. You know, and I mean, if I was just afraid of goyim. You know, they're scary. They've been killing us for ages, and they're going to do it at any opportunity they get. So they just don't trust them, and they're afraid of them, And besides, they don't believe in the legal system, you know. They think that the legal system can't the laws don't apply to them. You know, all these laws were written for goyim who are sexual deviants anyway.
Hmm.
You know, and that kind of pastor understands the complexity of what happens when a Orthodox Jew, you know, veers off the beaten path.
And what is that complexity? If you were to try to explain that to me and get me as a non-Jew to understand a person in your former community or in this young woman's community veering off the proper path.
You know, people like things black and white. They like to think they understand how this works. But no, actually, after I left the community, you know, and I again had no one to talk to, and I was again... I'm excommunicated from my family and disowned by my family. It was David who actually reached out to me and came up to me in the Upper East Side where I was staying and gave me money and gave me food. And we talked on the phone every other day. He was there for me, you know, even later in life when I was no longer a child. So, you know, these things are very, very complex. You know, I had feelings for the guy. I thought the guy really loved me. And he continued to teach. He went on to become a principal at another school. And then last year, when he was arrested for another crime, he was caught again and arrested. And the crazy thing that happened there is that the case was dismissed and it was sealed. He arrested, but nothing ever came of it.
Mm. Loser, do you think yesterday's verdict is a culture-changing moment in the Hasidic community?
You know, I'm very skeptical about that. I think that everything is changing. I think the internet is changing everything in that community. The access to information is changing a lot of things. But the people who are in power over there aren't really changing. And what this does is it takes away the power from them. And it gives the power to the victims and to the kids. And it helps them speak out and come out. And I think that's what's changing. I think it's a slow change. But I think it's changing.
Loser Tursky is a former member of the Hasidic community in Brooklyn's Borough Park who wrote about his abuse on the blog exojane.com. This is WNYC.